Inside the wooden box up there,
two more switch. All the four switch on it. Okay. We still have another 40 minutes before 12 o'clock. Your lunch break. So today you will have half an hour lunch break, but you got 1 hour rest to do what you like after that. 12 to 12:30, you're supposed to have your lunch. You want to go down later, you can. Because to avoid the long queue, some can have your breakfast or what. Then after your lunch, 12:30 to 1:30, you can have a 1 hour break. But you have to maintain mindfulness throughout that session. Even while you go down for lunch, you look at the program. There is a lunch by caterer 12 to 12:30. Then you have to maintain daily mindfulness and heedfulness at all time. You have to determine to be mindful. Every time the mind wanders off, never mind. Tell yourself, the untrained mind is like that. You don't get angry. When you get unhappy, it's a mental hindrance. You have to accept the reality that the untrained mind is like that. When you meditate, also same. When hindrance come, don't fear. Don't try to do anything. Just understand. The untrained mind without spiritual faculty has this weakness. So I accept the reality and allow the thought to arise. Allow the whatever hindrance to arise. Through this acknowledgement and understanding without creating mental hindrance, finally sati will come. Your mindfulness will come. Then when it comes, it takes over. Your mental hindrance will cease by itself. Then you realize you become different. That is what meditation is all about. It's not to resist, react, and do all those funny things with your thought. Okay? So mindfulness is very important. That's why everywhere you see the emphasis is to maintain daily mindfulness and heedfulness at all times. Just aware. Don't try to know. Don't try to even ask whether I have done it correctly or not. Every time it's lost in thought, he loves to bring the attention back. The attention or inattention is attention, it's awareness. When you are aware that you are heedless, lost in thought, that is awareness. That it will make you develop the virya, diligently determined to be aware again. Sooner or later you do this, like anapanasati, every time the mind is not aware of the breathing, bring it back. So daily mindfulness is the same. Every time you are lost in thought, no longer aware, bring the attention back. Maintain the awareness. Body and mind as one. As you move, whatever activity, the body, the movement and the awareness as one. Don't try to know. Initially you will not synchronize because you have not stabilized it, you have not developed the ability to be mindful. But if you determine to be attentive, mindful, it will come to you. When you listen, attentively listen, then your mind, your brain don't interfere. That is the art of listening, attentively listening. When your brain interfering, you are not listening at all. Like the brown book, the essential Dhamma I spoke there. How can you develop that type of attentiveness? It's only when your brain, your memory cease to come and interfere with your hearing, then you are attentively listening. But as you listen, the thought keep on telling you, cannot be, not like that. What are you doing? You are not listening. You are being distracted by your thought, your conditioned thinking, your memory. So if you listen attentively, you will give yourself the space and the chance to understand whatever is shared. Then your nature will know. If the sharing is not what you are looking for, it will just allow it to be, let things be, then it move on. But if it's something that you have not heard before or you have not understood before, the attention will be there, where you will be interested to find out, to investigate. And that is how you learn. So mindfulness is the same. When you understand the importance of being mindful and heedful, you will determine to do it. You will pay attention to the thing, like you listen to somebody. So meditation will become easier, clearer, when you understand all this. Yeah? Then after that, 12:30 to 1:30, rest and clean up as before. Again, you have to maintain daily mindfulness training, yeah? And Dhamma contemplation at all times, even during resting. When you are resting in your room or having your bath, you can maintain awareness. Just aware of everything that is going on. Aware means don't think. Initially very difficult, where you have a train, the thought will arise. Let it be. When you willingly accept things as they are, even thought, heedless thinking, accept them for what they are. When you can do that, you are at peace. Your mind is not trying to do anything. And this is meditation. The problem with cultivator is the mind tries to do a lot of things. When it do a lot of things, it makes you more heedless. It interferes with the understanding, the seeing, the silence. So when you allow it to be, it will finally slow down and cease. Because you no longer give it attention. You understand these are sankhara. Sankhara anicchang, they come and they go. If I don't have mental hindrance, sooner or later, it will cease. When I straighten my view, it will cease. So have faith, just do, don't try to know. Okay? Then now we go back to the Dhamma sharing part. Yeah? I'm supposed to have 1.5 hour earlier on, Q&A, come reporting on meditation, that one we have done, followed by Dhamma sharing, via review of the Heart Sutta Dhamma note. Okay, we turn to the Heart Sutta book, then we continue from there. Just give me a minute, eh? We are at the page 3, yes. Yeah, very good. Page 3, yeah. So page 3, I will continue from the top. Huh? Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, they are the content of consciousness. So this one I explained before. Eh? By now, you should understand. All of Sankara, inclusive of feeling and perception, they are the content of consciousness. That's why the Buddha always used sabbe sankhara. And now he never says sabbe vedana sanya sankhara. Sabbe sankhara, finish. Then the receptacle is not important. The receptacle is just the consciousness itself without the content. Then sankhara, the meaning is very, very deep. All the English word that I mentioned there, they do not completely define what sankhara is. In fact, the best and most complete definition is everything that the mind can do, including feeling and perception, is sankhara. That one is a complete definition. But it doesn't explain to you what these things are. You have to inquire and ask yourself, what can your mind do? So, the English translation create more terminology for you to develop the understanding. Mental formation is one of sankhara characteristics. The thing that you form in the mind, it can be an image or a thought or whatever, they call it mental formation. Then mental activity, your thinking, your planning, your scheming, whatever you do with the mind, that create activity is called sankhara too. Then mental states. When you meditate, you experience all the calm and peaceful state, the mindful state. Then sometimes the pain, the irritation, the restlessness of mind, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, all these are mind state. Then when the consciousness is agitated, restless, you have to be aware. These are all the mind states. This is what Cittanupassana is all about. So mental states, they are part of sankhara. Mental intention also, what your mind intend to do, all these are sankhara. That's why moral causation is whatever action, speech or thought process that you arise through a mental intention, it consists of karma. That's why the Buddha said it is cittena or mental intention that I call karma. So whatever action, speech and thought done with a intention, then it will bring about karma. So the intention is wholesome or unwholesome, then the karma will be wholesome or unwholesome. That's why in Abhidhamma you have kusala karma or akusala. Kusala is wholesome, akusala is unwholesome. Then you got the supramundane consciousness and all those things. Then it's a pure thought, supramundane consciousness. Then you have your mental planning, scheming, etc. These are all part of sankhara. Then consciousness of vijnana is the receptacle or the container that hold the content. So now, easy to understand, huh? The five aggregate of form and mind. Okay. Six sense door. You have your five physical senses. You have the eye as an organ, the ear, the nose, the tongue, bodily tactile, and you have a mind door. Always remember, the mind door is the common denominator of them all. Understand? Yeah? Do you understand? Whatever consciousness that need to arise, whether seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought, they have one common denominator. You need the mind. So just now I was trying to explain how consciousness come to be using the physics experiment. So now I will draw it on the whiteboard and hopefully you all can understand. While you are in your secondary school, you have this This is the light bulb. Then you have the switch. So this battery, you got positive and negative. Then when you on the switch, this is called contact. Let's say the battery is in order. This is the power source battery. So the power source comes from your consciousness. As an analogy, this is consciousness. Without consciousness, there is no energy. So when you on the switch, the mind make contact together with the organ. This is your organ. The bulb is like your organ. Let's say your eye. Then what happens when you switch on the switch? The light bulb? What happened? Yeah? It lights up, isn't it? And this is how you function as a human being. You become conscious of what you see. This one is nature's law. You understand? That's why in the seeing, upon contact, the light bulb just light up. This become conscious. You become conscious of that seeing consciousness. There is nobody behind there to see. But the problem is, you see via the mundane seeing. You see with all your views and opinion and your condition and your memory actively creating the response or reaction of mind. That's why upon contact, at the moment of sense experience, your views, your opinion very fast because of your habitual tendency and your wrong thought. You input the content and you react and you stir. That's why all the content of consciousness went in. You start to label it through your perception. Oh, this one, car, nice car, expensive car. Oh, how nice if I can own it. So all this content of consciousness, you input it. That's why you lost in thought, heedless. But if you are aware, you're just aware. And the understanding is there. You don't have to go and think and get yourself heedlessly lost in thought. They say, creating all the thought and idea, which is no longer a reality. And through this thinking, you develop your delusion, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your attachment, your craving, your clinging. That's how self-delusion comes in. Because you associate with the seeing. You think there is a being that sees. There is a person that sees. And that person is, you call it the form of mind. You understand? So always remember, upon contact, only the consciousness. And this is the common denominator, mind. Every of these consciousness, for it to arise, there must be mind for it to make contact. That's why when you are at the moment of seeing, the contact there, the consciousness there, but because your mind works so fast, at the same time, the hearing consciousness will come. Then there is this mind that is conscious of hearing. Then the smell, the taste, the tactile, and the thought keep on arising and passing away. So in the midst of life, you are fully engaged. Your senses are fully engaged. How can you cope with life if you don't have mindfulness to see all this and to understand all this? Do you understand? Yeah? Now, do you see that you need mindfulness to be aware of what is happening in life? Because your senses are fully engaged. That's why most living beings are heedless, lost in thought. Sense door consciousness, sense experience, keep on arising and passing away so fast. All your six sense door move so fast. And you are deluded by what this is. Self-delusion conditions you to grasp and cling at the five angry form of mind. That's why suffering arises. That's how you get entangled. And there is no way to free. But when you are mindful and aware, it's different. Every moment of sense experience, you are there to understand. Then there is what they call yoniso manasikara. So this part, understanding part, wisdom part, you will develop what they call wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Attention at the moment of sense experience. And this is what the Buddha called yoniso manasikara. Manasikara is attention. Yoniso, wise. So this one is wise. Manasikara is attention. So wise attention at the moment of senses. Without this, you cannot cope with life. You will be heedless. It will draw you. It will distract you. It will create craving and attachment and clinging to you. That's why you become heedless. There is no way you can deal with life. But when there is this wise attention at the moment of sense experience, that feeling remains pure feeling. Consciousness is just consciousness and is content. That's it. Five aggregate of form and mind. You will understand the second aspect very clearly. And you can see through mindfulness how the content went in. It's due to your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. Then you ask yourself, why did I always stir my mind, react and become like that? So predictable. So full of wrong view, wrong thought and negativity. And create all this attachment, clinging, grasping, suffering. For no reason. Because of self-delusion. Then when you start to see all this, then you realize, this is how I function as a human being. When the senses, the five senses, upon contact of mind, there arise the respective consciousness, what am I doing? I am repeating all this habitual tendency, the old way of reaction, because I don't have the understanding, I don't have the Dhamma. Then you start to ask yourself, my life, do I want to be heedless all the time and develop all the suffering following Dhammapada verse 1, like the Buddha said? If you don't want, because like I explained, you hold a key to your own life destiny, to be happy or to be miserable is your choice. Choose to be happy. Choose to be wise. Then determine to cultivate this mindfulness, this heedfulness, to understand what is going on. Then when you start to see how you are conditioned into delusion and how the self-delusion conditions you to grasp, cling and create suffering and misery for you, then you tell yourself, this is not the way to live life. Then you start to understand the Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma. I should cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. I must have right view. I must straighten my view. I must understand the law of karma. Then I must accept this law, at peace with it. Then I will not do all those foolish things that I did before. Then I can accept things as they are, see things as they are. They are just the way they are. Last time I react because I don't understand, I keep on blaming outside, other people, for what happened. I keep on blaming the world, the people. Like my teacher say, peace is within. When you have wisdom, you are at peace. It's nothing to do with the world and what other people do. The world is the world. People is just the way they are. You cannot change them. You have to develop wisdom to be at peace with them. That is wisdom. So when you have this understanding, when you start to develop the acceptance of life through understanding the nature's law that governs life, then you straighten your view. Next time you see something, hear something, you no longer stir and react through your habitual tendency. Because you can understand, angry people do angry things. Selfish people do selfish things. Deluded people do deluded things. They are just the way they are. The world is the world. Nature's law, nature's condition like that. Things will be like that. Law of karma, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions. When these things happen, the main reason is karma. So if I understand, I accept, I move on. I do what I have to do. I will not lament. I will not get angry. I will not react. I will not stir. I will be at peace. Then I arise Noble Eightfold Path. Right thought, right speech, right action, right life view. Then there is no more negativity. Because Noble Eightfold Path is based on the Buddha's advice of avoiding all evil, do good and purify the mind. Sila, Samadhi and Panya. That's it. And that is how you live life. That's why the Buddha said, you cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So the common denominator being mind, you have to train this mind. This is the one. If you look after this, you will have complete understanding of life. Then you can manage life very well. Because whatever that arises through the sixth sense door, all the consciousness that arises through every moment of contact of mind with the senses, this is where we are talking about the senses. Upon contact, sense door consciousness arises, sense experience arises. If you are always mindful of the mind, no matter which sense door, the awareness will be there, the understanding, yoniso manasikara, will be there. Then you are not deluded because of this wisdom. That's why without wisdom, without panya, you cannot free. And this yoniso manasikara, you cannot say, I want to cultivate it. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. You cannot cope. Then at the moment of contact, they always tell you in a dependent origination dwelling. Upon contact, feeling arise. Can you remember? Then they say, feeling, condition, craving. So what do? They, through logic, through knowledge, they try to be smart. They always tell you, some of the books also write about it, cut at feeling. And you go and cut. When there is delusion, the feeling cannot cut. It will condition craving straight away. It can only stay feeling as pure feeling when there is wisdom, wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Yoniso manasikara. So in the Avijja Sutta, it's mentioned very clearly, this link. I put it on the website, you go and read. The nutriment for Avijja, how it arises. Because the lack of yoniso manasikara lead to the lack of sense restraint at the sixth sendal. You cannot do anything. When sense experience arise, you cannot cultivate your precept also. You cannot undertake the training rule to abstain from all this. So the sense restraint, you cannot do. Feeling immediately become craving. There is no way. Okay? So, take care of mind. So this is most important. That's why mindfulness, heedfulness, will lead to your ability to have complete control of life. Then with that, no matter how fast this sense door consciousness arises, immediately it will be there. Because your mind is already in sati with the understanding, right view, wisdom. So it can deal with life. Otherwise you cannot cope with life. Sense experience arise and pass away so fast. Your sixth sense door moves so fast. Your thinking moves so fast. That's why one of the couple came and talked to me. Last time my wife can multitask and do things very fast. Now she like cannot already, like very like table. I said no. Because the wife has listened to my Dhamma Dita transcript and understood many things. I said she no longer act according to memory. That's why the memory like bodhi here. Understand? It's not to say bodhi here is there. But she is not attached to it, understand? She is not clinging to it. The memory is there, but you need condition for the memory to come back, understand? Then it will not like last time multitask. Wow, here think, there think, everywhere also want to think, the knowledge everywhere. Now it's clarity, understanding, aware. Why you want to do all this? Can you follow? Yeah? So, it's like the computer. You know why computer got no emotion or not? Huh? But as a human being, you're very emotional, isn't it? Huh? Small thing you can get emotional, isn't it? Angry, unhappy. Yeah? Then sometimes jump for joy. But the computer, you give instruction, execute. That's it. No feeling one. Why? Why? The computer also got memory, isn't it? What type of memory does a computer have? Huh? Random access memory, understand? He not like you, you cling on to your memory, understand? Everything also like very important. Like you really need it, you attach, you cling. Then all this is attachment to memory. There's an attachment is the cause of suffering. This is craving, desire, attachment. But the computer never attach. When he need, he go and get it, understand? Random access. Then read only memory. He read and use. That's it. Finish. But you don't know how to use. You read and get angry. One love letter come, reply, not according to what you like. Understand? Or the love letter can be from your boss. Oh, that type of love letter, of course, a lot of people don't like. Understand? Means they want to retrench you or terminate your service or take discipline action against you. Then you read only, you get angry already. That the computer read, make use of it to process, to develop the program. That's why they don't have suffering, they don't have emotion. So when you don't act according to memory, what do you do? The memory is still there, but I don't attach. That's why sometimes I had to ask you all, where was I just now when I was doing the sharing? What did I say? Then you can just let me recall what I said. Those few words. Then I will know where I was. Then I will continue. That's why I say this one cannot hold because the aggregate, they are pure aggregate, the fire aggregate, is non-grasping. It's not holding anymore. It cannot hold. Split second is gone. Completely not there. Sometimes this moment I speak, the next moment is completely gone from memory. Yeah. But there is this awareness which can recollect if there is condition. And that's how you live. And you live beautifully. After that, the husband say, very scared. You like that, how to work? And I say, cannot multitask. Everything also slow. No! You become a lot more efficient. You have clarity. Then you don't have to work like last time. They call work smart, not work hard. Understand? You work hard for what? Everything like very kanchong one. Here want to rush, there want to rush. Wow, deadline come, this one cannot. But when you have clarity, you are not holding to all this data, you are very clear, your mind. Yeah, this one all not important. The important is this. That's why we engineers, we study critical power. We take care of critical power. That's why I used to tell my wife, important things solve first. Get it done. Don't postpone. Like your IC, yeah, your important document. Make sure, keep it first, aware. Then you won't lose it. Because the danger of heedlessness is when you are not mindful and when you don't keep it, when you lose it, the consequence is very severe. When you lose your credit card, your purse, your IC, your important document, it's quite a hassle to get them replaced. And you scare people use it and other things. So this is what mindfulness is all about. When you are mindful, you can recollect. You can recall. So recollection is part of the byproduct of mindfulness. When you are mindful of what you are doing, you sure can recollect, isn't it? Like where I put my purse, if I'm mindful. Then I can recollect, because at that moment I was mindful. But it doesn't mean you must have good memory, etc. Because you can only be mindful of one thing at a time. When I'm aware of my movement, I cannot be aware of other things. But when you have the silent mind, it's different. The silent mind can be aware. Then this one, because it's silent, all your movement, this nature can be aware. Understand? Because this awareness is spacious. It's not specific phenomena. It's not like the top pop, shrink, and become just that small thing. Can follow? So, after I finish all this one, then you will know how you function as a human being. Then why Brother Chia keep on emphasizing on this? Because last time also, he can't understand. Why did the Buddha, under a few sutta, he taught a few lay people who came to him. He just tell him, in the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness. In the hearing, it's just a hearing. Then straight away, that guy become arahant. Yeah, Salika Sutta, you go and check. Two of them under the six monk that went for the what they call cultivation, then they promised to take each other across after they have become successful in their cultivation. Then four of them didn't make it. One become arahant, one become anagami. The anagami that promised them from the Brahmarai came down and helped them. Say, now is the time. The Sammasambuddha Sakyamuni is here. Because they were monk at the time of the Buddha before Sakyamuni, Mahakasapa Buddha. Then they have been waiting for this era. Then he came down from the Brahmarai and directed them to go and see Sakyamuni. And two of them became arahant just by talking to the Buddha. And the Buddha just explained. One of them, he met the Buddha without knowing who the Buddha is in a shelter place. And when they were there, because Sakyamuni Buddha came in later and inquire about the monk, can I stay here? He said, yeah, this is not my place too, you can stay. Then he asked him, who are you? Where are you from? He said, I travel from certain place. I'm here to seek out a very, very famous Buddha, Sakyamuni Buddha. Then Sakyamuni didn't disclose that he is the one he was looking for. Then he asked him, what is it that you are seeking for? You want to see this monk, or this Buddha, to seek one. He said, I want to understand the truth, the Dhamma, the enlightenment. Then he said, you don't mind, I instruct you. He said, yeah, by all means. The moment he instructs him, just tell him about this six sandal. In the seeing, is the seeing consciousness. In the hearing, is the hearing consciousness. Then after that, straight away become arahant. Who say must sit, must walk and meditate for years only can become arahant? Straight away, condition is there, awaken. Then the other one was, he came all the way from very far, then the Buddha was doing the arms round, Pindapata. Then he wanted to see the Buddha. Ananda and a few monks stopped him. Then he insists. Then the Buddha stood there and asked, why can't you wait? After that I will see you. You know what was the answer? He told the Buddha, I don't think I got time. I may not live so long. This moment I need to see you. I need to get the understanding from you. Then the Buddha checked and knew that he was about to die. And he asked him, okay, now you sit down. Then he instructed him. Just the same teaching. In the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness. No one to see. That's why they break through Sakkayaditti. And because they have been monks before, cultivated before, since Buddha, Kassapa, they are ready. Doesn't mean that immediately they can become enlightened. They have done a lot of hard work in the past. Understand? They have met Mahakassapa Buddha. And that time they were monks during the sasana. You think this type of people don't have paramiya, play. Where got such thing? They are real cultivators. So that's why when the time comes, through the instruction, they awaken and become arahant. Then after that, he wants to take refuge. He wants to go and get the rope. Come out, there is this bull, gore him to death. Straight away die. But when he was dead, a lot of people, the monk all, were very surprised. They said, how come? He just received the teaching. And the Buddha praised him and he come out, he's dead. Then the Buddha told these people, he's already an arahant, you don't worry. This is coming, he has to pay back. That's why destructive karma has to come. That's why he knew he don't have time. He told the Buddha, I must listen now. So a lot of people are complacent. Wait till I retire, I cultivate. You wait till you retire. Next moment you don't know what happened. Yesterday, I received a WhatsApp from my classmate. One of the classmates, the brother, got a severe heart attack. Almost died. Younger than us. So a lot of things, you cannot assume that you will live for so long. What's the time now? Oh, almost there. Okay, I have to finish off this one. Then later I continue. This chart, this triangle chart, is inside the Dependent Origination book. You have to read it. Where this one is very useful. Where this time, this chart, when I develop it, don't have anything to hold. Magnetic. Chin Hao, you have to hold. Come. No, you have to hold. Just hold at the side. Okay. If you have the book, you look at it. Here is pure consciousness or awareness, the oneness nature. They also call it the essence of mind, your true nature or original nature. And this is the unconditioned, beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond time. That's why this one cannot come out and live life. So cannot be perceived or sensed, because it's not thought. It's not the conditioned world. And this one is stillness, silent, pure awareness, nothing else. That's why through this, you can have the direct seeing via the silent mind. And this one, you cultivate via sati and pure awareness to develop the direct seeing. Then you develop wisdom. Wisdom born of right view. Samasati. Okay, stick at the back. Thank you. Stick at the back. Thank you. Enough. One is enough. Thank you. Oh, thanks. Sorry. So, wisdom born of right view, samasati, will give rise to yoniso manasikara. That's why this word is very important. Wise attention at the moment of sensing. If you don't have this, you cannot cope with life. Your mundane mind moves very fast. And through your wrong view, habitual tendencies, self-delusion, it creates a lot of karmic activity, bring about downfall, suffering, misery. Then over here is where your mundane mind is, your thinking mind is, the five aggregate of form and mind is. This is your sense basis, physical body, that has the five physical sense and the mind. That's why this is the five aggregate of form and mind. This is where dependent origination keep on arising. Dependent origination start with avijja, end up with what? That one is the whole mess of suffering, understand? No? Because of avijja, finally end up with the whole mess of suffering, which is sorrow, lamentation, grief, and all these things. So all this, you will understand when you understand this cultivation. Okay? Then you can go for your lunch break. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. There is some announcement.
Brothers and sisters, we decide to do the cleaning of the shrine hall on alternate days. So today we won't be cleaning. So we